You're listening to SBS News.
On the final day of the Pacific Islands Forum, the region gives a picture of unity as they seek to make decisions about its future. The region, which is threatened by escalating storm surges, eroding coastlines and increasing sea levels, has organized the unveiling of a long-term strategy backed by its leaders. Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama says the plan involves oneness among the Pacific nations.
This strategy is about our past. It is about our present. And it is certainly about our future. It is about how we work together as communities, as countries, and as one blue Pacific continent. The 2050 strategy is about what we share in common, our challenges, our opportunities, and what we need to do together. This is why the 2050 strategy focuses on our people. It is our people who have sent us here to deliberate on their behalf.
The Albanese government's target of a 43% cut in emissions by 2030 has been welcomed by the Pacific leaders, but they continue to publicly and privately push Australia to increase its climate ambition. The forum's host, Mr. Bainimarama, challenged the nation to raise its climate goals, saying that doing so would be in the interest of the Pacific region as a whole. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese confirms that Fiji agrees with Australia on its climate policy.
The Prime Minister of Fiji, who chaired this conference, supported very strongly the actions that Australia is taking, and that is reflected in the communique.
The forum has also supported Australia's bid to co-host a major United Nations climate conference with the Pacific in 2024. Mr. Albanese says it will help draw attention to the risks of climate change.
They were very enthusiastic about the idea because what it will do is to provide a focus on the very real threat that climate change has to our Pacific Island neighbours. For countries like Tuvalu and Kiribati, it's a threat to their very existence. And indeed, in the communique, you'll see that threat mentioned very directly. They were very supportive, and indeed in the communique it is reflected the support of all of, every single one of, the island nations' support for our bid for a conference of the parties on climate change to be held with Australia and the Pacific.
Australia still receives criticism for its dependence on coal. General Secretary of the Pacific Conference of Churches, Reverend James Bhagwan, condemns Australia's continued reliance on coal.
You can't come and say you're supporting the Pacific and you're part of the Pacific family and reducing carbon emissions when you're about to sign new mines into action. And so, you know, we've had a lot of reflection about whether the Pacific regionalism is action or rhetoric. And it needs to be action, not just rhetoric. It's very important that the Australian government makes the commitments, carries those commitments through in its actions and ramps up its ambition.
The Pacific has witnessed a spending race due to geopolitical rivalry. It comes as Telstra signs a deal to take over Pacific Telco, Digicel, the region's leading telecommunications provider, with almost $2 billion from the federal government. Minister for the Pacific Digicel, Pat Conroy, says Telstra recognized and seized a financial opportunity. Mr. Conroy also refuted the idea that it is a strategy to counter China's influence.
We support further high-quality investment from Australian companies into the Pacific region. We've provided support through the Export Finance Insurance Corporation, and that's something we do around the world. It's often a standard practice for deals of this sort. Again, I should emphasise that this is a commercial deal that Telstra entered into freely because they see great business opportunities. And just as we support export opportunities and trade opportunities around the world, this is one example. This is about Telstra identifying identifying a great commercial opportunity and us recognising that Digicel plays a really strong role in the Pacific, and we were delighted to provide that support at the back end.
The Prime Minister is hinting that the new government's approach to climate was vital in reaching a quick resolution on their plan for the region's future. The meeting ended with an agreement on the need to remain united. Omo Bello, SBS News.